Audition 1, reading Chapter 1.
Chapter 1. Best day ever? 5 minutes to go. Cleo was one excited cat. She sat up straight and eyed the clock above Mr. Vogel's head. Her ears stood straight up and her whiskers pointed forward. She had to be alert. She had to be the first one out of the room when the bell rings. "Today is the day my life changes forever," she thought. 4 minutes.
"And now, your assignment for next week, blah, blah, blah,"
Mr. Vogel droned on. Cleo paid no attention. She was too excited. Her mind raced a million thoughts a minute. She quickly put away the items on her desk and repeated her daily mantra in her head. "I am strong. I am important. I have great friends. I am kind, intelligent, and worthy. I am enough. The blood of Egyptian kings and queens runs through me. I am Cleopatra." Cleo loved repeating her magic words. They calmed her down, filled her with positivity, and gave her the strength to put her best foot forward every day. 2 minutes.
Almost there.
Her tail quivered with excitement. "Yes," she almost hissed aloud. "Today will change everything."
Bring! Bring!
Finally! Cleo jumped out of her seat and was the first out the door. She bolted toward the school theater. "Today is the day that will change my life forever. Correction," she thought. "Today will change our lives forever."
Audition 2, reading Chapter 1.
Chapter 1, the best day ever? 5 minutes to go. Cleo was one excited cat. She sat up straight and eyed the clock above Mr. Vogel's head. Her ears stood straight up and her whiskers pointed forward. She had to be alert. She had to be the first one out of the room when the bell rings. "Today is the day my life changes forever," she thought. 4 minutes.
"Oh, no, your assignment for next week, blah, blah, blah," Mr. Vogel droned on.
Cleo paid no attention. She was too excited. Her mind raced a million thoughts a minute. She quickly put away the items on her desk and repeated her daily mantra in her head. "I am strong. I am important. I have great friends. I am kind, intelligent, and worthy. I am enough. The blood of Egyptian kings and queens runs through me. I am Cleopatra." Cleo loved repeating her magic words. They calmed her down, filled her with positivity, and gave her the strength to put her best foot forward every day. 2 minutes. Almost there. Her tail quivered with excitement. Yes! She almost hissed aloud. "Today we'll change everything. Ring, ring! Finally!" Cleo jumped out of her seat and was the first one out the door. She bolted towards the school theater. "Today is the day that my life will change forever." Correction, she thought. "Today will change our lives forever."
Audition 3, reading Chapter 2.
Chapter 2. Super Secret Meeting. "Today is day one of the rest of our lives," announced Cleo to her group of friends. "Today we are going to start working on our new YouTube channel. It will make us all rich and famous." Atosha, the lovable elephant, let out a loud trumpet. Montego, the disciplined monkey, jumped on his seat as he howled. Riley, the adventurous rabbit, thumped his feet in a remarkable dance, and Fuji, the smart fox, wagged her tail and barked in excitement. Cleo reached inside her bag and took out a silver notebook with a mandala etched toward the bottom of the cover. She had written "Kid Star Squad" in gold. "Now what are your best ideas for our new channel?" asked Cleo excitedly. "How about the adventures of martial arts master Montego?" Montego suggested, as he performed a backflip followed by a half turn and a sidekick. "I suggest we do something earth-friendly," added Atosha. "How about each week we feature a different way of helping Mother Earth, like recycling, cleaning up trash, and so on?" "Very good ideas. Keep them coming," said Cleo, as she furiously scribbled in the notebook. I think we should rock it as gamers, live stream our video games and get famous, added Fuji, the computer whiz. Pranks! You can never go wrong with pranks and YouTube challenges. That's what we should do, advised Riley. And my idea, added Cleo, is to do product reviews. We can unbox and give our opinions about toys, books, gadgets, and anything else that we use for entertainment. The group was more excited than ever before. They had each tried to do YouTube on their own without much success, but this time would be different. After all, five heads are better than one.
Audition 4, Reading Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, Super Secret Meeting. Today is day one of the rest of our lives, announced Cleo to her group of friends. Today, we are going to start working on our new YouTube channel. It will make us all rich and famous. Atosha, the lovable elephant, let out a loud trumpet. Montango, the disciplined monkey, jumped in his seat as he howled. Riley, the adventurous rabbit, thumped his feet in a remarkable dance. And Fuji, the smart fox, wagged her tail and barked in excitement. Cleo reached inside her bag and took out a silver notebook with a mandala etched towards the bottom of the cover. She had written, Kids Star Squad in gold. Now, what are your best ideas for our new channel? Asked Cleo excitedly.
How about The Adventures of Martial Arts Master Montego? Montego suggested as he performed a backflip followed by a half turn and a side kick.
I suggest we do something earth-friendly, added Atosha. How about each week we feature a different way of helping Mother Earth, like recycling, cleaning up trash, and so on.
Very good ideas. Keep them coming, said Cleo as she furiously scribbled in the notebook. I think we should rock it as gamers, live stream our video games, and get famous, added Fuji the computer whiz.
Pranks! You can never go wrong with pranks and YouTube challenges. That's what we should do, advised Riley.
And my idea, added Cleo, is to do product reviews. We can unbox and give our opinions about toys, books, gadgets, and anything else that we use for entertainment. The group was more excited than ever before. They had each tried to do YouTube on their own without much success, but this time would be different. After all, five heads are better than one.
Audition 5, Reading Chapter 3.
Chapter 3, Disappearing Notebook. And now, please stand up and raise your right paw, hand, or foot, Cleo said as she winked at Atosha, and repeat after me. Her friends rose quickly for the swear of allegiance. I swear allegiance to the Kid Star Squad.
I will work hard for the group's success.
I will fiercely protect our secrets. We will do good with our fame and fortune.
Five heads are better than one.
The five friends were just finished declaring their allegiance in unison when crash! Everyone jumped at the loud noise from behind the curtain.
What was that? Asked Montego as the group rushed to the front of the stage. They saw a few overturned chairs in the front row. Montego and Riley jumped off stage to investigate further. Atosha raised her big ears to listen attentively as she called out,
Hello? Is anybody there?
Someone threw this ball,
said Riley as he scooped up a basketball from under the chairs. Montego studied the mess of chairs and turned in the direction it came from. The girls didn't miss a beat. They ran to the side of the stage and looked behind the curtains.
Hello?
Who's there? Show yourself.
Montego jumped onto the stage and searched all over the set, even inside boxes of props. Then, with his tree climbing skills, he scaled the long curtains to see if anyone was hiding above the set. Nothing. As a team, the five friends searched high and low. They searched in every row and under every seat. Empty.
That was weird, noted Fuji as the group came back together.
Riley tossed the ball from one rabbit paw to the other, trying to make sense of the situation, when Cleo yelled out,
Wait! Our secrets!
She ran backstage and stopped in shock and horror. The others were quick on her tail. But it was too late. The notebook was gone. The Kid Star Squad's secrets were stolen.
Audition 6, Reading Chapter 3.
Chapter 3, Disappearing Notebook. And now, please stand up and raise your right paw, hand, or front foot, Cleo said as she winked at Atosha,
And repeat after me. Her friends rose quickly for the swear of allegiance. I swear allegiance to the Kidstar Squad. I will work hard for the group's success. I will fiercely protect our secrets. We will do good with our fame and fortune. Five heads are better than one. The five friends were just finished declaring their allegiance in unison when... crash! Everyone jumped at the loud noise from behind the curtain. What was that? Asked Montego as the group rushed to the front of the stage. They saw a few overturned chairs in the front row. Montego and Riley jumped off stage to investigate further. Atosha raised her big ears to listen attentively as she called out, Hello? Is anybody there? Someone threw this ball, said Riley as he scooped up a basketball from under the chairs. Montego studied the mess of chairs and turned in the direction it came from. The girls didn't miss a beat. They ran to the side of the stage and looked behind the curtains. Hello? Who's there? Show yourself. Montego jumped onto the stage and searched all over the set, even inside boxes of props. Then, with his tree-climbing skills, he scaled the long curtains to see if anyone was hiding above the set. Nothing. As a team, the five friends searched high and low. They searched in every row and under every seat. Empty. That was weird, noted Fuji as the group came back together. Riley tossed the ball from one rabbit paw to the other, trying to make sense of the situation. When Cleo yelled out, Wait, our secrets! She ran backstage and stopped in shock and horror. The others were quick on her tail. But it was too late. The notebook was gone. The Kidstar Squad's secrets were stolen.
Thanks so much for listening. I can't wait to hear what your favorite is. Who would you pick? Who would you hire to be the voice actor for the Kidstar Squad books?